we return now to the ongoing struggles of people across the country in the wake of Storm Éowyn, as hundreds of thousands of households remain without power. Kieran Woods is a farmer based in Newmarket on Fergus in County Clare. He told our reporter Peter O'Connell that it's time for a national action plan.
Currently, I'm a dairy farmer and without power, and I have some cows, calves. It's a bit awkward now, doing a bit of hand milk and that. So we're managing. We're neighbours are helping other neighbours, and sheds have been damaged in the neighbourhood. And I think we're going to have to need some sort of a national action plan going forward, because to help coordinate people get generators and get set up for generators and that sort of thing as well on a farm scale.
Rita McCarthy lives in Monmore near Kilrush in County Clare. She also spoke to Peter O'Connell about the extra challenges faced by people living alone when the bad weather strikes.
I felt very cut off and very frightened on Friday night. I tried to charge it up with my car, but my petrol was low, and I was worried about losing all that. And I had someone call who was living also on her own, and we were talking about it. And we were talking about the lack of, you know, any contact that we had with people. You know, there was nothing. I'm on my own, coming up to retirement this year. You know, you think, how is this going to be in the future? You know, we should start getting together locally in our surrounding areas. Simple things like names and phone numbers of people. Don't be waiting for someone to ring you, telling you they need something. We actually need to be a lot more proactive.
And finally, to Cavan, Stephen Cunningham from near Ballyjames Duff had to evacuate his home along with his wife and their two youngest children after falling trees made it impossible to drive to safety. They had also been cut off from contacting the outside world when their electricity and mobile phone coverage both went down. The family spent a night at home in freezing conditions before family members came looking for them. Stephen managed to hand baby Louie to relatives through the fallen trees before they all made their escape. He told our reporter Joe Caulfield about the ordeal.
We had five mobiles on three different networks and none of them had a single bar, so we couldn't hear what was happening in the outside world. There was a tree blocking our front garden to begin with, so we managed to kind of get ourselves cut out of there ourselves. We went out our lane. It's kind of somewhere little more than a boreen now at this stage, and we were blocked in by a number of large trees coming down, and they'd brought power lines and broadband lines and everything with them. So we backed up and went out the other way and found that was even worse. Part of the road had given way that from the other way, with root systems pulling up the road. So we went back to the house and said, right, we're here for another little while. We'd no way of contacting the fire brigade or to let anybody know that we were stuck there. We couldn't get out. We have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, along with our two big guys. We have a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old. So temperatures plunged, and it was bitter now overnight with no heating on the house and stuff. So we were up fairly early the next morning. And well, at this stage, when our family hadn't heard from us, my wife's family, they sent out an SOS. So her sister and husband came flying up the road, thank God, now, and we managed to get a message. A message came through, a text message. Not sure what time they'd sent it at that stage. They just said, we're coming, we're on the way. So we sent a message back saying the trees are down, come in the main roadway and we can meet you there. Once we met them there, we told them what the crack was. We showed them what was going on. So they waited there, and I had to go back up to the family. And we got Kira, my wife, and Albie and Louie, our two youngest. And we came down, we passed them out over fallen trees to the family. And then we got Kira out as well. And they decamped up to Kira's other sister's house in Dublin.
That's Stephen Cunningham with his family story in Ballyjames Duff in County Cavan. Let's talk now to Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway, Claire Curran. Claire Curran, you're very welcome indeed. The Dáil isn't due back until next week, February the 5th. You want TDs and the government back in the Dáil this week.
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, tomorrow, as we should be anyway, but particularly now, given the fact, and we've heard from the clips there are many, many people across the west, the northwest and further that are really in an emergency situation right now. We're in our fourth day without power, and for some that will mean no electricity, no heating, fourth day without phone coverage, without water. We know that about 278,000 people, according to the ESB, remain without power. And we know that about 100,000 of those will be without power until the week after next. So we're talking about some people without electricity, without heating for 7, 8, 9, 10 days. And I'm hearing from very vulnerable people, particularly loved ones of very vulnerable people. I've heard from people that have immigrated, checking in on older people, parents in particular that are here, that are in my own area. We have people with illness. I was contacted by two people yesterday. Their loved ones are cancer patients. We have people who are looking for generators. They can't get them. And similar to a person there in your clip, I heard from two families yesterday that have had to leave their homes because trees have fallen on or near them. And I'm being asked about accommodation, about food vouchers, questions I cannot answer because nothing has been put in place apart from the humanitarian support scheme, which is particularly for damaged homes. So,
well,
I'm
we're told
that
emergency
that
hubs are opening today in various parts of the countries which are worst affected, where people will be able to go and charge phones and have a shower, the basic essentials. I'm wondering, is it sufficient to say that this was the worst storm in nearly 60 years and it did ferocious damage and that takes time to fix?
Well, of course, it may take time to fix. I mean, we should have a plan in place that kicks in as soon as we see a storm like this. It was only a few weeks ago we had Storm Dara. It's very obvious now that storms are becoming more frequent. And for me, I use the Dáil to bring issues from my constituency. I'm getting those issues and it's making my job difficult because I don't have that access to ask the questions, to access ministers. And I think when you have a part of the country in an emergency situation, as we are, the West and the Northwest often say they feel forgotten. I think the government here have an opportunity to say we are recalling the Dáil tomorrow because so many people that put us in the positions we are in are suffering and we need to get back and those people need to hear us and know that we are there and we're taking action. And, you know, hubs for people to stay is one thing, but there's so much more, Audrey, and this really does need to be a cross-departmental response from agriculture, where farmers are in desperate situation. They have no idea what's happening. Many of them have no access to any support or to even ask somebody for support. And then we also have the likes of schools that are closing today, hot meals that won't be given out to children that will need them. So we need a response across all of these departments to help people that are in their homes, that are cold and that have no electricity and face potentially up to 10, 11, 12 days of this.
OK, we will speak to Government Minister Dara Cailleary on the programme after 8 o'clock. So stay with us for that. If you do want more information about what the prospects are over the next number of days, Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway, Claire Curran, thank you very much indeed.